welcome to Digimasters Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
I'm Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In the latest legal developments, the Justice Department has launched a lawsuit against tech giant Apple, tackling what it deems outdated issues and points that may no longer hold relevance in today's rapidly evolving market. The move raises questions about missed opportunities for addressing contemporary, pressing concerns in the tech industry. Meanwhile, Apple remains in the spotlight as it actively engages in discussions with partners specializing in generative artificial intelligence, signaling potential expansions into burgeoning tech sectors. In other industry news, Sonos is gearing up to introduce a new version of its popular Roam speaker. Additionally, Apple is set to enhance its retail shopping experience with a widespread introduction of an innovative store feature that's anticipated to deliver added value to customers. This shift towards enriching consumer interaction reveals a keen interest in overhauling retail strategies, reflecting the company's ongoing commitment to staying ahead of retail trends. These stories together illustrate the dynamic interplay between legal scrutiny and technological advancement in the modern business landscape.
In the wake of AI's expanding role in content creation, Tennessee has taken a decisive step to shield artists from potential exploitation. The state's new legislation, the Ensuring Likeness, Voice and Image Security Act, or ELVIS, was signed into law by Governor Bill Lee in Nashville, a city renowned for its musical heritage. Celebrated country artist Luke Bryan lauded the move, expressing gratitude to lawmakers for setting a protective precedent for artists in Tennessee. The ELVIS Act aims to safeguard artists' unique attributes, including their voice and image, in an era where artificial intelligence poses a threat to their intellectual property. Governor Lee acknowledged AI's benefits but warned against its potential to harm the industry and infringe on artists' rights. The legislation, evoking the iconic Elvis Presley, further cements Tennessee's commitment to preserving the integrity of its artists' work amidst the rapid technological advancements. These efforts resonate throughout the state, known not only for its music legends, but also as a haven for both established and aspiring artists. Google is reportedly broadening the scope of its AI-assisted search capabilities by introducing the Search Generative Experience SGE to more users beyond its initial test group. The SGE feature, easily recognizable by its vibrant text pop-up underneath the search bar, serves to produce summaries and simplified answers based on the content of the user's questions. After the initial announcement, Google has now started showcasing this feature for a select number of users in the United States without requiring an opt-in, aiming to assist with more complex search queries. The search revamp by Google over the past year includes incorporating more AI-driven functionalities, introducing new Chrome integrations, and commitment to reducing spam in search results. Launched in May 2023, the AI-powered search was intended to provide a snapshot of critical information with pertinent links for users. However, early feedback, including observations from a Mashable reporter, indicated that the unanticipated AI responses could be slightly disconcerting. Google is actively seeking feedback from a broader audience to determine whether the AI enhancements are genuinely beneficial to users who are not necessarily AI enthusiasts.
In the ever-evolving world of AI, different models can produce vastly different results from the same prompts, and harnessing them effectively can be challenging. In response, Anthropic has introduced a Meta prompt for their latest AI, Claude 3, designed to construct higher quality prompts tailored to users' specific tasks, addressing the so-called blank page problem. While Claude 3 brings impressive baseline performance, prompt engineering with this new tool can fine-tune its responses to better meet individual needs. The innovation of this Meta prompt lies in its ability to adapt prompts to align with Claude's unique processing, enabling more effective use of the model. Users are encouraged to employ Anthropic's resources, such as a prompt library and GitHub cookbook, for guidance on creating optimized prompts. For those seeking to master the new system, tutorials are available, but access to the MetaPrompt tool requires an Anthropic API key. This MetaPrompt tool represents a significant step forward in making AI interactions more accurate and context-sensitive, underscoring its potential impact on the development of AI-driven products and services. The House Judiciary Committee is conducting a new investigation into possible overreach by the IRS, probing the use of artificial intelligence to monitor Americans' financial transactions. Committee leaders Rep. Jim Jordan and Rep. Harriet Hageman are demanding information from the Treasury on AI utilization in scrutinizing bank records for tax evasion. This inquiry aligns with concerns over the FBI's warrantless acquisition of citizens' banking details, bringing Fourth Amendment protections to the forefront. Hageman expressed alarm at federal agents disregarding the Bill of Rights and constitutional safeguards against unwarranted search and seizure. The inquiry was triggered by claims that the IRS's AI system could intrusively track Americans' bank balances nationwide. Lawmakers assert the potential surveillance of private financial records by the IRS and DOJ could be a profound violation of civil liberties. A request for documents and an interview with an IRS official who suggested the AI system's capacity and use has also been made by the committee.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.